Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Meir Tzikana ben Chana, Marcy Maris Hena Miriam, Bas, Chana lebracha v'atzlacha, v'chol ma'aseh yideihem. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph, writes, Hara Bais v'hara Moriah, Yachamesh Meos Amah, Alchamesh Meos Amah, v'yamukov choyma v'kipin abagir kipin, Hayubnuyos mitachtu v'pnei oil hatumo, v'kula hayumakure stov l'fnim imistov. Hara Moriah is Temple Mount. It measured 500 amas by 500 amas. It was surrounded by a wall. With the exception of the wall on the eastern side, the walls at all sides were very high. We know that their gates were 20 amas high, and the walls themselves even higher. So that would mean at least 32 and a half feet. So those are the walls around Har HaBayis. And the earth beneath it was hollowed out to prevent contracting Tumah because of Tumah's Oel. So we know that Tumas Oel is the Tumah when one is under the same tent or structure as a corpse. So even though the corpse is buried, one can still become Tumah unless there's a vacant space between the corpse and the earth above it. So to prevent the possibility of Tumah from a grave under Har HaBayis, the entire earth below was hollowed out. And arches above arches were built underneath for support. So the Mishnah in Parah says that the earth beneath the Beis HaMikdash, beneath Har HaBayis, was hollowed out, but it doesn't mention the construction of arches. However, the Mishnah says that arches supported the ramp leading from Har HaBayis to Har HaZeisim. So the Kesef Mishnah says we can assume that a similar technique was used in this instance. It was entirely covered, v'kula haya makure. Except for the Chatzer HaMikdash. Stav Lefnim is Stav, one colonnade inside another. So Rashi in Psachim, Yud Gimel, explains that this roof was built to protect the visitors to the Beis HaMikdash from the rain. And in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, this was Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. Now we're going to go to Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey. And there the Rambam says, Be'elein advarim shem ikar b'binyan HaBayis, the following elements are essential when constructing this house. Osim b'kodesh v'kodesh ha-kadoshim v'yel lefnei ha-kodesh makom echad v'nikar ulam v'shloshnem nikraim heichol v'osim mechitza acheres sviv la-heichol v'choka b'menu kein kalei ha-chotzer shayi b'midvar v'chol amuk v'mechitza zush v'kein chotzer ol-moid. So, what elements are essential when constructing this house, Beis HaMikdash? You have the sanctuary. Then you have that's the Kodesh. Then you have Kodesh HaKadoshim. preceding the sanctuary, there's a place called the Ulam, the entrance hall. And the three together are called Heichal. They're called the Beis HaMikdash. They're called the temple. In addition, we must make another partition around the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Osin Smechitza Cheres Saviv LaHeichal. Set off from it slightly, resembling the curtains surrounding the courtyard of the Mishkan in the desert. Everything encompassed by this partition is similar to the courtyard of the Tent of Meeting. It's similar to the Chatzar Ol Moed, and that's called the Azara, and altogether it is called Mikdash. Writes the Mikdash David, Gaon Rav David Rappaport. And Simon Aleph, Oz Gimel Yesh Lachkor Eze Dvar Ma'akvim Bebeis HaBechira. What's Ma'akev? What's critical in the building of the Beis HaMikdash? Ve'ezo Him Rak LeMitzvah. And what's only LeMitzvah? V'loshen HaRambam Nira De HaRabayis Eino Ma'akev Bebinyan HaBayis. From the Loshen of the Rambam it would appear that Harabayis is not Ma'akev in the Binyan Habayis. V'nir de Arambam lomba darbezem ma'adarminam b'vodazor de loyasem tabnis heichel tabnis achzadra v'chulei u'melokotoni yasem loyase chotzir k'neged Harabayis yesh lomo de Harabayis eino Ma'akev b'binyan Beis HaBechira. O efshir deino shayich le'Beis HaBechira klal kemen shi u'machin elaviyah defshir d'rak machin eshchinu u'Beis Hashem So the Mikdash David wants to bring rayas that Harabayis is not Ma'akev. This Harabayis that we read about, this Chamesh Mi'os Ama, Chamesh Mi'os Ama, Mukav Choma, Kipin Agabe Kipin, it's not Ma'akev. What's the raya? First of all, it says that you're not allowed to make various forms of the Beis HaMikdash Lingmar Avodah Zarah, and it doesn't mention anything about not making the form of the chatzir corresponding to Harabayis. So it must be, it's not critical, it's not ma'akev, it's not part of the mikdash. And it could be that it's not shaykh to the base of mikdash at all, but it's only machane leviya. And we know that the status of Harabayis is that it's called machane leviya, shaykh, it's the camp of the Leviim. So maybe only Machane Shechina is Beis Hashem, not Machane Leviya. Another dinim, linyan shiluch zovin, that you have to send zovs out, but that's not, doesn't give it a din of mikdash. And the fact that you're now allowed to go to Harabayis with your staff or other things, it's not a raya, maybe because it's close to the mikdash, it's a zilzal. Just like you're now allowed to be Mekel Rosh when you're standing opposite Shara Mizrach, even if you're chutz l'mikdash. So the Mikdash David wants to say that the Harabayis is a ma'akev. However, as is pointed out by the Sefer Mikdash HaKodesh, a wonderful Sefer on these Inyanim, Inyanei Beis HaMikdash, by Rav Yitzchak Goldstoff, this is in Simon Kuf Gimel. So he says, we don't see in the Mikdash David what in Harabayis is Nama'akev Bebinyan Abayis. So l'chora, he's referring to Chomas Harabayis. That Chomas Harabayis ain't a Me'akevis. It's the wall that's not Me'akev. Maybe you do need the area, but you don't need the Muk of Choma. He doesn't say explicitly. He just asks about Harabayis. He doesn't say what. Maybe he's referring only to the Choma. Without the chomah, it's not kadosh. The chomah is what's the walls, what gives it its kedusha. And memela kedushas harabais is namakev. And so Be'emes wrote in the Sefer Ezes Kohanim in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph of Midas. B'mishkan shebe'midbar lo ha'isa mechitza laharabais lo ha'kif mokam kedushaso. That in the Mikdash, you didn't have a mechitza of haharabais to surround it. Just machane levim, hachonim saviv lemishkan was kedusha b'kedushas haharabais. But Bizman Beis HaMikdash, Shai Levim Ufuzarim, they weren't living there like they were in the time of the Mishkan, living in Machane Leviyah. They were scattered all over Eretz Yisrael, and were in their own place. They had to be Koveya Gvul and a Mechitza, Lasis Machane Leviyah. And that's Mechitzas Harabayis. So in the Mishkan, they didn't have a choma. And only afterwards, when they built the Mikdash, they had a choma. These Levim were scattered all over the place. And yet they had to know where it ends. So in the middle, they made the wall. But maybe it's not Ma'akev. And it could be in Mishkan Shiloh. Shagam Oz Levim were Mefuzarim and Achalasim, they were scattered around. Maybe then there was also a Mechitza for Harabais. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. When he talks about what's Iker in Binyan HaMikdash, he doesn't mention Mechitas HaRabayis. That's the Rambam that we read. There Aleph Halacha He talks about making a Hechel Saviv La Zarab, not Hechel Saviv HaRab, not Mechitas Saviv HaRabayis. Ulfize Yod say that Bizman HaMikdash, that the Levim were Fuzarim, Kedush HaRabayis, was totally B'chomas HaRabayis, not that they lived there like during the time of the Mishkan, but it was totally in the Choma. And B'chai Gavin, in such an instance that there's no Choma, B'chor, there's no Din HaRabayis. Or maybe no. Maybe we can say that Chomas HaRabayis, it's just a fence. You have 500 by 500. And this is just mavdil between Harabayis and everywhere else. But Harabayis still has its kedush even without the wall. There's still a din Harabayis even without the wall. You don't have to say, oh, it only has the kedusha with the wall. Maybe the wall just shows it's where the 500 amos ends. But it's not pshat that it doesn't have kedusha without the wall. And so it seems mavur in Yecheskel, Perek Membeis, Pasuk Chaf. La'arba ruchos, madadu choma lo saviv saviv, ara chamesh meos, v'rochav chamesh meos, la'havdil ben ha'kodesh l'cho, Rashi, la'havdil sam ben kodesh l'ofnim l'chol shebechutz. So, the purpose of this wall is just to be mavdil the nation. So when we talk about Chomas Yerushalayim create Kedushas Yerushalayim. Without the Chomas, it loses its special Kedusha. But here, where it's just lahavdil esa'am, that's not what creates the kedusha. The mound's going to be holy if it's 500 by 500. That's going to be the holy area, with or without walls. What's the purpose of the wall? The purpose of the wall is to keep people out. L'havdil asam bein kodesh l'chol. But when it comes to Yerushalayim, there the walls actually make the kedusha. And memela, if the walls are not creating the kedusha, so then again it's not ma'akev. Even more so, if the walls were there to be ma'akev the kedusha, then it would be hard to say that it's not ma'akev. If the walls created the kedusha, then it's hard to say it's not ma'akev. But if the walls aren't creating the kedusha, they're just the habdil asam, so l'chor it's not ma'akev. And we can explain with this the Rambam later on, Perek Zayin, Alach Yedal, Yerushalayim Mikudeshes Mishara Ayaros Ambukofas Choma. Yerushalayim is holier than other cities that are mukaf choma, because we eat kachim kalim and ma'aser sheni inside the wall. Halacha tesvav harabayis makudish mimenu shein zav mizavus nidus yoldus nuchasin l'sham. Harabayis is even holier, because Zavin and Zavos and Nidos and Yoldos, they're not allowed to go there. So l'chor, we have to understand why Dafka Glagabe Yerushalayim did he mention the wall? Lefni Michomasa. But Harabais, he didn't mention any wall. So it must be that by Yerushalayim, the wall creates the Kedusha. But Harabais, we don't need the wall to create the Kedusha. It has Kedusha 500 Amos by 500 Amos. The purpose of the wall is just to keep people out, and Mele Rambam doesn't mention the wall. We'll conclude by quoting the great Gaon and Tzaddik, killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto, Gaon Rabbi Nachum Zemban, is also at Sifri. He writes, Hine Lekayim, And maybe it's because you see from the Gemara that you have Machane Yisrael and Machane Levi, even if you don't have Machane Shechina. So one's not telling the other. So Mele Machane Shechina is not telling Machane Levi. You can have Machane Shechina, you can have a Mikdash without Kedushas Harabayis. So l'chora, that's the maskana, that Kiddush Harabayis is not ma'akev. Mimela Harabayis is not ma'akev. And so is Mavur in the Mikdash David in Simon Chav Zayin Aleph. And that we should be zochet to see Binyan Habayis b'mehera v'yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.